In order to save time, let me take this, the last part of this teaching via voice note. The approaches to take in solving a conflict. Number one, sit down. Don't try to address a hot situation standing up. Sit down. Find a time to sit down. Find a time where both of you can actually have enough time. You are both not in a hurry to sit down and talk about the matter. One person should invite the other. Please, can we have a talk? I have something I think we need to talk about. Then make sure the environment is conducive. The children are not running around. Okay, the other person does not have appointments to keep. Secondly, take turn to talk or take turn to speak. When both of you are seated, take turn to speak. It should be a kind of a gentleman agreement that when one person is speaking, the other should listen. Be patient, be self-controlled to listen to what your partner is saying. Even if you don't agree, don't shut them up. Listen to what they have to say. And when it is your turn to speak, you speak. If you think you're going to forget what your partner is going to be talking or talked and you want to respond to it, get a pen, get a paper, and put it down so you can respond to it adequately. So it's important you give yourself time to speak. Number three, accept you're wrong. Accept you're wrong. If in the course of the discussion you discover something that was raised and you are wrong, accept you're wrong. Don't always try to defend what you have done. Number four, if this first three go down well. Number four, after the whole discussion, have sex. Now, this may sound funny, but having sex after a conflict is resolved via dialogue helps to create stronger bonding. Then the next one is with whatever both of you agree in the course of this dialogue, both parties should ensure that they fulfill it. In other words, do what you say you would do. If you say you are going to change, make efforts to change. Don't let it be like the argument will just continue by your next action. If you say you're going to change, please change. If you say you're going to stop a habit, stop it. If you say you're going to stop an action, stop it. And the partner too should help the other partner to change or to stop what they say. The stop. So this is the fifth, which is the approach to solving conflict.